USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling for gun controls after the deadly mass shootings in Colorado and Georgia.
We can save lives, increasing the background checks that are supposed to occur, and eliminating assault weapons.
Speaking at the White House, Biden calling on the Senate to pass a House bill boosting federal background checks for firearm purchases. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Fed Chair Jerome Powell are featured witnesses in a House hearing on the economy and COVID-19 stimulus efforts. North Carolina Republican Representative Patrick McHenry calling the stimulus bill a very partisan bill.
Democrats still chose to muscle through their partisan spending package, only 9% of which goes toward defeating the virus.
And jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. All the jurors have been seated and opening statements are set for Monday. USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
You can now have a COVID-19 testing kit delivered to your front door.
DoorDash announced Monday that it will begin facilitating same-day delivery of COVID-19 test collection kits across the United States. Consumers will now be able to access two COVID-19 home collection kits that received FDA emergency use authorization on-demand delivery from DoorDash's DashMart locations across the nation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is unveiling the largest rollback of mail services in his 10-year plan to revitalize the U.S. Postal Service.
Our plan delivers a modernized postal service capable of providing world-class service reliability at affordable prices and erases our $160 billion loss over the next 10 years.
The plan, titled Delivering for America, invests $40 billion in infrastructure upgrades and adjusts select delivery standards. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Senators are focused on deadly gun violence after two mass shootings in the United States in the past week. Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin opening a hearing calling the crimes unspeakable.
I could ask for a moment of silence for the mass shooting in Boulder last night, but in addition to a moment of silence, I would like to ask for a moment of action.
The Illinois Democrat arguing effective legislation to curb deadly gun violence is long overdue. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says any gun control legislation must be bipartisan.
The two background check bills recently passed by the House passed on votes that were virtually party line. That is not a good sign that all voices and all perspectives are being considered.
The basketball world is mourning the loss of a true legend.
Basketball legend Elgin Baylor has passed away. Baylor spent 14 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, averaging a double-double for his career, earning 11 All-Star selections, and making 8 trips to the NBA Finals, but never winning a title. After retiring in 1971, Baylor went into coaching, leading the New Orleans Jazz from 1974 to 1979. Baylor was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1977. He then transitioned into the front office, spending 22 seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers as the team's vice president of basketball operations. He was named NBA Executive of the Year in 2006. Baylor was 86. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narok.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.